The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 805 on AM 970, The Answer. Gordon Chang is the man. He is the most knowledgeable person in the world about everything regarding North Korea, regarding China, and keeps continually to break news on this program and speaking the truth in a very measured way with great resolve. With great respect, we bring Mr. Chang back to the airwaves. Gordon, how are you on this Friday morning, my friend?
I am great, Joe, and thank you so much for letting me be on your show.
Oh, it's our honor. You know, you break the news, you talked about the virus, where it started, how it started, the dangers of it, the dangers of communist China. And I know you, Gordon, you're such a down-to-earth Jersey guy, you know, and it's not like inflammatory. Yet Joe Biden doesn't seem to be addressing the issues at hand. Am I missing something here, Mr. Chang? Why doesn't Joe Biden say anything about it? The greatest threat is climate change? When China is spewing a virus upon us, Gordon, help me out if you would, sir.
Yeah, that was terrible a couple days ago when Biden said that when he arrived in Britain. That was on a day that the U.S. hit 598,760 deaths from coronavirus, which was deliberately released by China. And then he says, oh, well, you know, it's climate change. It's global warming. You know, maybe Biden doesn't want to confront the Chinese. And that's, you know, I can sort of understand that. But the point is, he shouldn't be president of the United States if he isn't going to defend the American people. You know, it's just very, very simple. If you don't want to go toe-to-toe with Xi Jinping, you don't belong in 1600 Pennsylvania.
You know, and it's true, even the former U.S. ambassador to China, you know, Max Baucus, said relations between the United States and China are getting worse and have not reset under Biden administration. I mean, are we the only ones that are noticing this? I mean, except for everybody knows it, except I guess President Biden, Gordon, right?
Yeah, well, you know, Max Baucus really believes in, oh, you know, we should get along with the Chinese. So if we don't bow down to them, Max Baucus gets upset. This is just, you know, it's the disease among the American elite that they believe that we should make a lot of, or they should make a lot of money from China, and the rest of us should just suck it up. So, you know, I really think that it's wrong. You know, it's good that Biden has not repealed or revoked every Trump decision, but he revoked a very important one 2 days ago, and that is the ban on TikTok and WeChat Pay and WeChat. This is wrong. I mean, China's been using TikTok to inflame American opinion, to get Americans to commit acts of violence. That's not only subversion, that's an act of war. And it's been, and in addition to that, there's a couple of other things, reason why TikTok shouldn't be here. It's been illegally taking information from minors. It was caught twice last year for doing that. And there's
Please.
And one other thing, and that is China does not allow American apps in China. So why do we allow Chinese apps in our country? It's a question of reciprocity and fairness. But you put all that together, and I think that the repeal of the TikTok ban by Biden is another instance of him backing down to the Chinese.
Yeah, so I always ask you about TikTok because that is so big with the kids. I mean, oh, my gosh, my kids are all over it, and it gets right out there. So when you say it's a Chinese app, that means, technically, correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon Chang, they could get into all the information that our kids are putting onto TikTok. They could get all the addresses, information, kind of who they are, and you're telling us you suspect that China is probably doing just that. Yes.
Yes. Well, sending the information back to Beijing. Yes, I suspect that. But we do know that they were illegally data mining from miners. They were caught twice last year.
Wow.
Doing that.
Wow.
Matter of fact, the European country, I think it was Denmark, I'm not sure, actually nailed them for that the last couple days. So it's not like they're stopping this. But the bigger issue is that they're almost certainly taking all the data and they're sending it back to Beijing. And as of the first of last month, they now have a new CEO who is very closely connected to China's Communist Party. So this is a clear and present danger, and Biden didn't see it. And so this was another protection the Trump administration put in place that Biden has walked back.
I know. And let me go to the virus again, if I may. We know you said originally on this program, Gordon, we broke the news here that it came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know that. And yet we're still now there's a 90-day. This totally was very unnerving when Joe Biden goes, we're going to take 90 days to look into this. Oh, my gosh, 90 days. I mean, you got the proof right there. He could call you, Gordon Chang, you know. He could see what Donald Trump has been saying all along. And now you're saying, I want to reiterate this, that there is a danger. This may not be the end of the virus. You said that the communists, not the good people of China who are suppressed by the Communist Party, the communists are now probably going to come out with another virus. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, you know, it's always a possibility, Joe. You know, right now, China has got what's called the Delta version of the coronavirus. It's now they are locking down a good portion of Guangzhou, which is
They got the Delta variant in China now.
Yeah, and they really don't know what to do. And, you know, China, in the beginning of the epidemic last year, was crowing about how they were able to successfully handle the disease and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The problem for them is that their vaccines are barely effective or not effective, and most of them have not been proven safe. And they will not recover from this disease until they get effective and safe vaccines. U.S. has three of them. We've got Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And we will recover, and China won't. And they are going to lash out because of that, because they are going to now be hobbled by a disease which they started.
Yeah. And then they go to this, and I got to go this. And, Gordon, we don't want to take too much of your time, but I always appreciate being able to pick your brilliant mind regarding China. With what's going on with Joe Biden, I always want to use the word compromise, but every time I see the president speak, and now I think of our conversations on the air here, Gordon Chang, and I think you said compromise. He's clearly not going up against China and being tough with China. I mean, it's bad enough he opens up the Putin pipeline. It's bad enough he removes sanctions from Iran. But not going up against China, what's going to happen? What will we find out, do you think, with Hunter Biden? I mean, will that story ever surface? Because we're reading it. All the information is out there. And the White House clearly is burying it. What do they have? And what can you tell us would be the end game in the Hunter Biden story, Gordon?
Well, one of the end games is going to be this joint IRS Justice Department, U.S. Attorney's Office in Wilmington investigation into the money. Mm. And we don't know where that will go, but money always leaves a trail. And so I think that will be where Hunter has his problems. Because, you know, you just don't want the IRS on your back. And, you know, out of those three organizations in the federal government, I think the IRS criminal division is the one that is the most fearsome. So, you know, Hunter Biden has these very, very suspicious financial dealings with China. You know, and I hope that they get to the bottom of this, because that's really critical.
Yeah, it goes right to the Oval Office. Hey, Gordon, before we let you go, the cryptocurrency. Is China cracking down on this? They don't like this because maybe it'll take away their power. Your thoughts on China dealing and how they're dealing with cryptocurrency?
Yes, I mean, since last month, you know, when they started cracking down, the price of Bitcoin plummeted. You know, they're going after the miners, the crypto miners. They are going after the crypto exchanges. And the reason I think is because they don't control it. They like their digital renminbi because they absolutely control that currency. It's really not a cryptocurrency. It's just a digital version of their highly controlled renminbi. And so, yeah, they are going after crypto because they believe that criminals use it. People use it for money laundering. People use it for getting money out of China. So Beijing really doesn't like it.
Wow. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. At Gordon G. Chang is the Twitter. Gordon, can I plug where you're going to be next week, where my friends are telling me? Is that okay to say on the air? Can we say it, or did you want to keep it kind of under the radar, Gordon?
Next week. Well, first of all, giving a talk to people in Madison, I think. Joe Falco. Falco Jewelers, a great guy.
Yep.
I'm giving a talk. Hold on, let me just check here.
It's at
Shanghai Jazz.
Shanghai Jazz, and it's in Madison, New Jersey, and it's June 15th, correct?
Let me just check a second.
Yes, Lydia, she's right there. Come on, you got to.
Yes, it's June 15th. It's June 15th in the evening at Shanghai Jazz, which my family started and used to own. I'll be really, really happy to go back there. And Joe's a great guy.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a good time that night.
I love that you're getting out. And I said, Joey Falco, our buddy, calls me. He goes, you got to go see your buddy Gordon, man. He's coming to town, you know? Madison, by the way, I told you this before, Gordon Chang, that my great-grandfather, Vitaliano Spezio, came from Italy. He went to Madison. It was the Rose City. And he actually indeed did that. He sold roses there. So great town. Great family history at Shanghai Jazz. It's a great place. If you want to see Gordon live, go to at Gordon G. Chang and check him out live, because this is going to be a great, great event in Madison, New Jersey. Gordon, you are a New Jersey treasure, my friend, and we love you, man. And we love to Lydia, and have a great weekend, but please come back soon if you would.
Oh, of course, Joe, and thank you. This is my favorite thing to do, is to talk to you. So just ask.
You're the best. I will, Gordon. I will. Gordon, you're the best. Thank you, Gordon Chang. I love to you guys, indeed. Great, great guy. Just a plethora of valid information regarding communist China. My goodness gracious. 17 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio, I got a note from Joey Falco. Gordon's coming to town. Meantime, it's graduations. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's
the way to put him on the spot. Yeah.
Yeah. But I said he was so great, though. And he goes, and he's going to be out there making like appearances. I love that.
That's awesome.
I love that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Shanghai Jazz, his family started this great restaurant in Madison, but they also have great jazz artists. I mean, Tony DeSera has been there.
Right.
John Pizzarelli has been there. And Bucky himself, rest his soul. Mm. So it's a great place. It's all about Jersey boys.
Awesome.
It's great, great thing. So I hope he didn't mind. I put him on the spot there, Gordon. Yeah. But Gordon doesn't seem like he's going to be like, hey, come see me. You know, he doesn't self-promote. Yeah. He's such a nice guy. Me, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be. Yes, I'll be at that memorial service. Yes, I'll be singing at that memorial service tonight. Oh, my Lord.
Good luck. I'll come by if you want.
Are you? You would really come by?
Sure, T-shirt, shorts, Crocs.
Crocs, compression
I got new
socks.
Compression socks. They're short, though, so you don't really see them. And I actually like them. I'm glad I bought them.
The Crocs
really
compression socks tour. Yeah. I got to give Linda, our dedicated listener, she gave me that idea. Well, she goes, you know, Joe and Al sounded great singing behind you. You should go on tour. Then I thought we were going to do the Crocs and compression socks tour.
Oh, pretty great. Old, could you imagine?
Guys. Al is going to go in the beer drinking helmet.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, that
I like
would be
that
good.
Idea.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, Danny Coulson is going to join us. Danny's a great guy. He's a great Texan, former deputy assistant director of the FBI and founding commander of the FBI hostage rescue team. Another shooting, this time in Lauderdale, so we'll get into that with Danny. Mike Gallagher is going to check in. Lou Dobbs on the show. Dr. Nina Radcliffe as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhaime is out there checking traffic for you right now on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the LIE westbound at Comac Road. Accident on the shoulder. Eastbound LIE getting out toward Wading River Road. It's a stalled vehicle. We're still seeing some pockets of volume as you take a ride over to that eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked. That one involves a truck and a car that collided. Pretty busy on the Bruckner westbound at the Hunts Point Drawbridge with that ongoing construction. And watch for delays on the Van Wyck North at Liberty Avenue. An accident there was just cleared out of the way. Traffic moving solely on Route 3 eastbound, right at Route 17 in Rutherford. Accident with injuries. It looks like a couple of lanes blocked. 78 eastbound, exit 56 in Newark. They're doing some ongoing construction over there. And traffic is still moving solely on Southwood Avenue, getting out toward West Linden Ave in Linden with police department activity. 95 South and Westport, exit 17, an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie. Law enforcement against drugs. This is something that is spectacular. It joins law enforcement with community leaders and families and educators, and they are committed to reinforcing mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and the communities. It's out there. It's happening, you know, and it's with the Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Now, we have the 6th Annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference. It's put on by Law Enforcement Against Drugs. We call them LEAD. I will be down there. We'll be broadcasting the 28th and 29th of this month. The conference is June 27th through the 30th. We want you to sign up. If you're part of a law enforcement organization, come on down. Part of a community organization, come on down. You know, all kinds of community organizations that are helping out our kids and the parents and all that we have to go through, we work it out down there at LEAD. It is such a great event. And it's something that I've been trying to do for my whole life. And here, Nick DeMora, and he's an ex-cop. And you know what? And he goes down there, and I'm looking around and going, this is what I'm talking about. All community leaders, all working together, you know, to make our community stronger and better. And it's going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel, which is an awesome property. It's a 4-day conference, June 27th through the 30th. Come on, you got to come down. We'll be broadcasting down there. Mikey P and 5050 will be down there. The B Street Band will be rocking, you know, but you got to sign up to be there, okay? So please sign up for the 6th annual LEAD conference today by going to leaddrugs.com. org.
Dennis Prager can't believe what he's seeing in schools.
In every way possible, California and most other big state schools are hurting children, really hurting. They hurt the children this year by not having school. Teachers, unions, and therefore, I'm sorry to say, most teachers, not all, most, don't give a damn about students. This year was proof.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
823 with Joe on AM970, The Answer, telling you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know, born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation carries forward a legacy of courage and heroism. To mark 20 years, Tunnel to Towers is gifting America's heroes and their families with 200 mortgage-free homes. To honor the fallen chairman and CEO, Frank Siller, walks more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days from the Pentagon to Shanksville, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Towers of Light returned to the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. For the first time, those we lost to 9/11-related illness are being honored at a ceremony September 12th. And on Veterans Day, another first, the soldiers we lost in the War on Terror are having their names read aloud. The words, "Never forget," require action. Do good and take action now. Please donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It's T2T.org.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 825 on AM 970. The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Around the country, you know, I have a lot of listeners in Florida, all the Midwest. I know Nashville, you're listening. We appreciate that. Arkansas as well. Interesting with the streaming. Everybody, it goes all over. And I know Texas. A lot of folks listen down in Texas. So that's Danny Colson's home state, man. And he, Danny's a real American hero, served this country in such a stellar fashion. Former Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI, founding commander of the FBI Hostage Rescue Team. Danny, welcome back to the show, my friend. Great to have you with us always.
It's always great to be with you, Joe. You do a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, brother. I'm trying so hard. Coming from you, I can't. Before we get to the issues of the day, Danny, and I've asked you this before, but man, I like to go right inside your mind, and you're in a tense situation, a hostage situation. I mean, is it all instinct that you work off of? Is it? Is
oh, no.
What do you look for? What are you thinking? Yeah.
Well, first of all, Joe, you practice this every day of your life. I mean, this is what we do. Rescue hostages, run, you know, major tactical operations, whether it's in the country or out. But you practice that every day. It's like you getting ready for a show. Are you nervous? Yeah, you're nervous. But you're more nervous that am I going to make a decision? Is going to get somebody hurt? That's what really scares you. It's not the danger. It's the responsibility of keeping your men alive and getting the hostages out. So it's kind of rote. That's, you work on it every day that you go to work, and you have a lot of skills. And more importantly, you have people better than me that actually do it. I'm just kind of the guy with the reins in his hand, and you rely on your people, and you execute what you've trained to do.
Man, I don't know how you do it. God bless you for doing that. But see, if I'm about to step on stage, you know, it's not a life or death situation. You're literally living with a life or death situation. I so admire that, and we so appreciate that. But what do you think? I got to ask you this, Danny Colson, if I may. That FBI Director Christopher Wray testified at the House Judiciary hearing on the FBI and attributed the increase in violence to ideology. Do you agree with Ray's assessment, Danny?
No, I don't. You know, Joe, I worked on the Hill for a number of years representing the FBI, and I worked in the Judiciary Committee, and I find out what's going on with those people is pretty much atrocious. No, I think there are people profiting off of violence. I think Antifa makes money off of violence. I think Black Lives Matter makes money off of violence. I think they want to completely destabilize our country. And if you look at the Marxist philosophy, they're following that to a T. So, to answer your question more specifically, it is ideology, but it's also with a purpose in mind, and that is to destroy this country, and there's no doubt about it. And you look at where they are. Look at Portland. I commanded the division in Portland for a number of years, in Seattle, New York, Chicago. Our country's falling apart, and I'd like to see the FBI, frankly, get a little more involved in some of these Antifa situations. Christopher Wray and I greatly disagree on what Antifa is, but, you know, he's the director and I'm not.
You know, but really, you look at the Antifa, you look what is happening in Portland, you see federal buildings be attacked, but they have a special commission to find out about the Capitol riot on January 6th. Shouldn't there be a commission to see why people are burning down cities? I mean, wouldn't that be the logical thing to do, Danny?
No, I don't believe in commissions. I think they're total BS. What we need are indictments. we need grand jury. I know the director has said that Antifa is not an organization, it's a movement. That's BS. If you have an organizational structure, if you take in money, if you dispense money and you burn down buildings in the name of a cause, you're an organization. And I just don't understand where they're going with this. And I think that we need to conduct a lawful, constitutionally based investigation of Antifa. And then if there's a problem there, let's indict them. If not, let's move on. And I think it's a little bit overkill from what happened in the in D.C. I mean, I know how to do an insurrection. I know all about that stuff. That was not an insurrection. That was a bunch of idiots getting out of control and very, very secure security problems on the part of the Capitol Police. There's the problem. The commission should be, what the hell were they doing? And the answer is, I don't know. Clearly, they weren't doing their job.
Danny, you're the best. A bunch of idiots just running in. Yeah, well, unbelievable. It's unreal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But on a much more serious note, of course, not that that wasn't serious, but really what's happening with the shootings. Another one. Last time we chatted, there was a mass shooting. Here you go. Publix store. A Publix, you know, in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. Southern Florida. Again, red flags. Any way to stop this, Danny Coulson?
No. You know, Joe, that's part of our business. We prepare people for active shooter situations. I've done a lot of them. I did the Aurora, Colorado movie shooting case. I was the expert in that. And I think it's a breakdown in society. You know, we took God out of the school, so we brought in active shooters. I think it has to do with family, the idea that families are important. I mean, we've seen how that works. And I'm not trying to be a preacher here, but I think it has to do with religion and not whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian. You need a foundation of faith, I believe, to protect the family and to teach people what right and wrong is. And that's gone. That's all gone away. We don't have that now. In my community, we do. We're a pretty faith-based part of the world. But you know, you can't, Joe, you can't stop these things. If you don't know they're going to happen, you can't stop them. There's no way we can do that. And the answer to it is get ready so that you can protect yourself. And, Joe, remember this. The police are minutes away, but seconds matter. So it's up to you and your associates to plan. I bet you don't have an active shooter plan for your business. I guarantee you don't.
Yeah, right.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you should. You should. Absolutely. You should have it. Not because you're paranoid. I know you, and I know you wear a seatbelt in your car. Yeah, so why don't you have an active shooter plan?
Yeah, isn't that something? There's something to do that. And I see a lot. You know, I see a lot of people. Some a friend just sent me this, Danny. She sent me a picture of her new 9mm gun. Look what I got.
Yeah.
Look what I got. All legal, you know, but people are protecting themselves. And I, for the first time, I am not a gun owner. And you know the weaponry, certainly within the FBI. But I'm telling you, I'm thinking, I hate to say it like that, but just to protect ourselves. Because, you know, when the government, to your point, they take their ideology, whatever the government is, and I think the government's ideology is power and control for them, Danny. Correct me if I'm wrong. Then they kind of leave the public at bay, at risk. I mean, they leave us out there, yes?
No, they do. But also, it's not the FBI's job to protect us. They do investigations and solve crime and arrest terrorists and rescue hostages. But it's our job to protect ourselves. It's not really the job of the police to protect us. They're not protectors. I know they say to serve and protect in their logo, but that's not really their job. It's up to you to protect yourself. And I will tell you, Joe, we're going to see a change in our country, and we're seeing it right now. It's called the Balkanization of the United States of America. People are starting to buy property where they can go isolate themselves. I have a lot of clients that we're working with that are buying ranches, moving their families onto ranches where they get them away from society, so to speak. And also, there's more and more people are homeschooling because they don't like what the schools are teaching. This critical race thing is ridiculous. It's stupid. And people are getting fed up. And I'm really concerned about where we're going. And I hate to see us balkanized, but with exactly what we're doing right now.
Yeah, well said. Time to move to Texas, Danny Coulson. But
come on down. We got lots of room.
I'm telling you, man.
Great Mexican food.
Yeah, there it is. Danny, thanks for your service, my friend, and thank you always for a great chat with you on the radio.
Well, thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it with you. You're great. Thanks.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you, Danny. Thank you so much. Danny Colson right there. You look about deputy, former deputy assistant director of the FBI, founding commander of the FBI hostage rescue team. Oof, that's a tough guy right there. 834, and speaking the truth, 877-970-2999. Mike Gallagher is going to jump up. Lou Dobbs is on the show as well with Dr. Nina Radcliffe as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. Hey, a Big Al is the headline news. Hi. At 834. On AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 835. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City residents started heading to the polls, on Saturday for early voting in the primary. For the first time, residents will use the ranked choice voting system. Instead of voting for one candidate, they can list up to five candidates in order of their preference. If one candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, that candidate is the winner. If not, the last place candidate is eliminated, and then voters who choose that candidate will have their second choice counted. The process repeats until a candidate gets over 50%. The primary ballot will include races for mayor, comptroller, public advocate, city council, and borough president. Early voting runs through June 20th. There are more than 100 early voting sites in the city, more than the last election cycle. Election day is June 22nd, and registered voters also have the option to vote by mail. Changes are being made to a bill aimed at renaming Donald J. Trump State Park in New York's Hudson Valley. The Senate yesterday passed the bill that now requires several agencies to study legal issues connected to the naming of the park before a change. The bill's fate in the assembly is uncertain. Former President Trump donated the land to help form the park in Westchester and Putnam counties in a deal with the state that required it to be named after him. Democrats have been trying for years to strip Trump's name from the park. In sports, Bucks beat the Nets 86-83 in Game 3 of their Eastern Conference playoff series in Milwaukee. Brooklyn still leads the best-of-seven series 2-1. Aroldis Chapman, he gave up two two-run homers in the ninth as the Yankees lost 7-5 to the Twins in Minneapolis. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 78 eastbound express lanes out by exit 56 are doing emergency pothole repairs getting out through Newark, so do expect some delays there. Traffic slowing down as you take your ride over to 46 with construction over in Fairfield as well. Southwood Avenue getting out toward West Linden Ave and Linden Police Department activity, so everything is closed. Traffic is still moving slowly on the westbound BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge. An accident there. Two lanes blocked. It's busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens with construction. Bruckner West heavy at the Hunts Point drawbridge with ongoing construction there as well. We're still seeing this problem over on 95. 95 southbound slowing down, getting down toward exit 17 in Westport. They're just wrapping up an accident that happened early this morning. Expect some delays on the Sawmill at the Taconic. It looks like some ongoing construction over there. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Connors and Sullivan is where you want to go for your estate, for nursing home costs. You know, you're afraid you can't live comfortably in retirement. You know, or leave your loved ones' hard-earned dollars that you work so hard for. You know, when people become ill, they go to a nursing home. But that drains your assets. You know, you can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Schedule a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your home. It's 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Do what I did, you know. Joey's coming up. My big boy's coming up, you know, for the weekend. He's the guy that told me, Dad, you know, you talk about Mike Connors all the time. Why don't you go there? I did. And they took, when I tell you, they took the weight of the world off my shoulders with an estate, will, trust, healthcare proxy, living will, all of it. You need Mike Connors in your life. And the number is 718-238-6500. Or visit them, please, at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Indeed.com.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of transresveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find our retail locations. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Resveratrol Max now.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. It's Michael's Brooklyn now operating at 100% capacity and by reservation, following all the CDC guidelines, you know. But you can celebrate Michael's of Brooklyn at 100% capacity by going there, first of all, Avenue R and Nostrand. But you got to call to make a reservation, please. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. And then this. I love this. You could join the Sauce of the Month Club. How cool is that? Sauce of the Month Club for Michael's of Brooklyn? Are you kidding me? You receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, biscotti for each month, for 6 months. Each month you'll receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata puttanesca, and of course their fresh marinara. Family owned and operated. I could personally attest to the authenticity in every single one of the recipes made from scratch. Even the sauce they sell that you buy in Little Rock, Arkansas, that you buy in Nashville, Tennessee, that you will get at the Sauce of the Month Club. It's made right there in Avenue R in Brooklyn, in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. How cool is that? Please visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and join their Sauce of the Month Club. It's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. But if you want to go, call 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right. My goodness gracious, we're flying this morning, and we appreciate you staying with us. It's Friday. Yay, Friday. And if you want to give us a call, 877-970-2999, you're more than welcome to do so. Joe on the radio. So when I was jamming with Mikey in the garage, I found this Dave Clark 5 album. Albert, look at this, man. Dave,
is that right?
I posted it, yeah. Dave Clark 5, Coast to Coast. This was one of their later albums. And I showed Michael, I said, look at these guys, because they dressed so cool. They all dressed alike in the old days,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
When, like, the Beatles started that. And then Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Animals, they all had the same outfits. Mike Smith, Lenny Davidson, Rick Huxley. Isn't it scary that you know the players of your favorite groups?
Jerry,
you know?
And the Pacemakers, they have heart problems? Is that why they named themselves? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Couldn't he was the guy. Well, he was the guy that held the guitar under his chin. You know,
Heavy
cross the Mersey, and he
couldn't
the
sing too loud or get too excited.
The little indentation of the guitar, it's under his chin. Yeah, right. He used to keep it so high. We remember that, man.
I just thought they couldn't sing that loud or get animated on stage. They have to have a heart attack, you know.
And look at this. I'm looking at the back. Yeah. It says any way you want it. I'm saying A, F minor 7th. I'm writing the chords down for the guitar. Not true. Yeah. E,
come on,
A,
kids.
B7.
I can play Dave Clark 5. Can I join you? That's what you're going to do, aren't you?
I listened to Mikey's band, and they're so ahead of where we were when we were kids.
Right.
Mikey could rip like Stevie Ray. He's ripping up these great blues, and the group is great. And I'm going like, man, I thought we were – I think we were good. I look back. We were good, you know?
Told you should have called it the Felsenfeld.
You missed. I can talk Michael into that. You know, Mike, kids.
Got a great name.
I remember retro. When I first heard Eric Burdon, it was at Skip Felsenfeld's house. And you know Al on the show? Sure. Yeah. Well, he came up with it. We should call themselves the Felsenfelds. How about that, huh?
The Felsenfelds.
But comparing the two bands,
it's retro.
Retro.
Comparing the two bands, what did your band, the Felsenfelds, wear? Did you wear like Nehru jackets and love beads?
Hey, great question. Great question. Yeah. You know what? No, we did not wear matching things. And we did not wear shirt and tie. It was always just hangout stuff, you know, whether just it was probably jeans or something like that. A good point. That's probably why we didn't really succeed, is because we weren't
slobbering guys walking up.
Hey, we know the Dave Clark
Crocs
tie.
And compression socks. That's what
yes.
we wore. Yeah.
That's a great band.
When you go, you see Axl Rose, you go see Axl Rose this summer.
He needs
Albert,
a diet.
He's going to have great Crocs.
He's got to mix it. He's got to mix in some salads, man. I mean, really. He came out on stage. First off, we were screaming. We were like, wait a minute. We waited 2.5 hours for this? And he couldn't move around. Now, look, I'm not svelte by any stretch of the imagination, but if you're running.
You look good.
No, I'm a fat horse. No. What are you talking about?
Stop.
Please, come on. Look, but the point is, you got to be in shape when you're running around on stage like that. I mean, there's hot lights on you. You're playing for 2 hours a night, 2+ hours a night. You got to be in shape. If you're that size. Come on, man. I mean, that's not cool.
Well, he was that out of shape. He was that out of shape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody was like, "What in the name of sweet Jesus? Like, who is this guy?"
Was there an audible gasp when he stepped on stage?
I don't know. It was really hot and humid that night. It was like Fatsel Rose or whatever.
Oh,
I don't know.
He walked out, and everyone ran out screaming, "Run for your lives!"
No, but Vince Neil from Motley Crue, same way. He ballooned up. He got big, and you know, listen, it's tough when you're having to do that night after night. That's a grind.
I should send the song Fat Boy over to him from he just don't like that to sing on stage.
No, but again, listen, he did a good job, and then of course he filled in for Brian Johnson on AC/DC on that tour for the last leg of the tour, I think about 4 or 5 months, and did a really, really good job. So, I mean, God bless him, but still, mixing a salad every once in a while.
But he's okay now. He's back.
I guess. I mean, look, they're playing at the Hard Rock come September down in Atlantic City. They're playing at the Meadowlands in August. So it'd be cool. And it's the debut of Eddie Van Halen's sons, Wolfgang's band Mammoth WVH. So they're going to be opening for Guns N' Roses, which is cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So just running down the news for you. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. We'll grab a phone call if we can. See, this is upsetting you. And thank you, Joe, for putting this in the what we call the anchor dashboard. U.S. lifts sanctions on 3 former Iranian officials and 2 companies. Do you see what I'm saying here? The Biden administration lifted a handful of Iran-related sanctions Thursday in what the State Department described as a normal practice, quote-unquote, unrelated to the ongoing discussions over the Iran nuclear deal. This is like an administration that is just trying to bury the country, in my opinion. The Treasury and State Departments lifted sanctions on 3 former Government of Iran officials and 2 companies previously involved with the purchase, acquisition, sale, transport, or marketing of Iranian petrochemical products. What is he doing as a result of a verified change in status of behavior? You know, this is from Blinken, by the way, Secretary of State, quote unquote, Blinken. And then he kowtows to Putin. What happened to the press when they said Donald Trump is a Russian asset, please? You remember? Oh, it was all about that. It was all about, it's all about Putin running everything. How do you allow Joe Biden, who apparently is the president, and say to Putin, okay, you're gonna have your pipeline, and you could run all your energy to Germany. You could do whatever you want. And then he stops our pipeline in America. Can someone please answer that question? Every single time during the last administration, anything that was marginal, if it was a press conference and Kaylee said something that they didn't like, it was the news over and over again, negative, negative, negative. They don't pick on. When Joe Biden, he's over there in Cornwall in England, and he goes, I don't want to go home. You know what? I got news for you, Joe. There's a lot of people that don't want you to go home. I mean, this is the guy who said, I don't want to go home. He says he's the president of the United States in England. And I know it's just like, that's Joe. And then Jill wears the love on the back of her shirt, which is because what did Melania put on the back of hers? She goes, I really don't care, something like that. Remember she had that jacket said, I really don't care, you know, because they would go after Melania. So Jill now is wearing something that says love when there's such disruption in the inner cities of America when you have a president that is backing terror groups, Marxist groups, and backing them in the United States of America. We got a fight on our hands Oh, man. And it should start, you know. Jen Kearns and I were talking. It should start right in the heart of New York City. You got to just change it. Oh, I wish the people in New York would listen and would lighten up and would understand. It's not, you don't fight. You just don't vote. I saw the light, and I ask you to see the light as well. Joe on the radio 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. And Lou Dobbs is coming up next hour. Dr. Nina Radcliffe as well. But you know what? We have Mike Gallagher is going to jump in. Always love to hear Mike. He's on at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher and Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime right now on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the northern state eastbound at South Oyster Bay Road. It's an accident blocking a lane. LIE eastbound at Comac Road. An accident was cleared. Problems continue on the westbound BQE right by the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a collision with a couple of lanes blocked. It's still busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens with ongoing construction. Bruckner westbound slowing down at the Hunts Point Drawbridge with that new construction pattern there as well. Van Wyck northbound on the brakes getting up toward Main Street. 78 eastbound express lanes exit 56. Emergency pothole repair getting out through Newark. If you're heading over to the inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland all moving along pretty smoothly, no problems. The New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south at exit 11. It's an overturned truck, and it looks like it's right by the tolls with all lanes subject to closure. 95 southbound in Westport, accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the plan.
This is the bottom line. They say they care. They say me too, the women, the children. We are the party of caring for the small guy. No, they're not. They couldn't care less. Because they think that's how they're going to stay in power. Illegal aliens, amnestied, and become Democrat voters.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Did you go to relieffactor.com, please? You know, listen to William from California. He tried all sorts of treatments, and now he says he's 100% pain-free. Now approaching a year using Relief Factor and has been pain-free since the first month. I love being able to be active, running around with my kids. I just love that, you know? And and the silly stuff I tell you about, whether it's – this is going to sound really old, but if you – reach behind you to scratch your back. I got a little something. You know, like, didn't Jay Leno say something? He goes, you know, he was on a motorcycle. This is Jay's story. And he was like going to the Tonight Show when he hosted the Tonight Show. And he got in an accident, you know. His bike slid out. He got on the bike, boom. And he went right back and did the Tonight Show that night. Leno did, right? This is Leno's story. So then he goes, yeah, I'm sitting home watching TV. I yawn and I got, my jaw gets locked up. I have a pain in my neck. So it's those little things. So even if you go to scratch your back, you go to reach high, for on a shelf, and then that little nick, you could stop all that. You could stop all that, in my opinion, with Relief Factor. That's what's great about Relief Factor. I'm telling you, those little things, you know, picking up your grandkids, just like that, picking them up without a problem. Try the 3-week quick start, please. It's only $19.95. Let's see if it could work for you. Fair enough? Fair enough. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Or you can call. I'll give you the number a couple times. You ready? 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is a man. He's coming up at 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Mike, how you doing?
Nice job on those Relief Factor TV commercials. You look like a million bucks. Saw you last night on TV. Yeah, you look great. You look fantastic.
You blaze the path with Pete and Seth Talbot. I know that. Oh, yeah. And Dr. Seb, and Larry Elder and everybody.
Larry Elder.
Yeah, doing great. And then I go up and they go, we do the commercial. I go, sure, Mike, it's great stuff. I'm telling everybody. But it's like the little things I like that I can scratch my back. I can reach for something and there's no pain in my shoulder, you know, man?
I guarantee you, after I had my hernia surgery about 8 weeks ago, I guarantee you my recovery was, I'm not making a medical claim here, but minor aches and pains of life, take that Relief Factor. It's a wonderful 100% drug-free product. It's great to see you on TV endorsing it. Good for you. Hey, we've got some challenges, my friend. Any of us who know New York know that AOC posted a huge upset win to become a congresswoman. I mean, she's one day a bartender. The next day, there she is strutting through the halls of Congress. So she's a powerful Democrat, right? Can't dispute that. Yeah, yeah. She endorsed for mayor of New York, Maya Wiley, and her pick for mayor, Maya Wiley, would not commit last night during the mayoral debate whether or not cops should get to keep their guns in New York City. Wow, that's a good... Maybe this feathers. Woman, maybe the police could use feathers.
It's scary. It's scary that when terrifying. I look at that, and even Eric Adams, he's the borough president in New York of Brooklyn, and he goes in, ex-cop captain, knows the guy. He could say, at least I'm going to back the police. But even they back off and anything. And when they went after Mayor Giuliani, I went,
I couldn't
walk in Mayor Giuliani's shoes. I wanted to tell
not
them.
For 1 minute, not for one minute.
Oh my God!
But see what they're trying to do. Yeah. The left, Joe. This is why your show is so important, and I try to follow suit. At 10:05, we got to remind Americans that it's normal to support cops. It's normal to support the flag. How about the goofy New York Times columnist who said she was disturbed by seeing flags on Long Island last weekend?
You broke that story, Mike. Well, every time you come on here, you tell us something. Boom. That was all national news, but it happened on the Gallagher show. I love that.
I mean, but we just can't, thank you, and we can't let the left, the radical left, take over the agenda. Right. They try to normalize hating America, hating the flag, hating the cops, and we're not going to let them, Joe. There's a lot of good things coming. We're going to take the house back in 2022, and we got to get this country back. In the meantime, we're all going to go broke, though, because here comes inflation. Here comes the Biden economy. Just hang on. Just hang tight. The roller coaster ride isn't over yet, my friend.
You hear Mr. Gallagher, 10:05. We love you, Mike. Have a great
weekend.
Love
you too, Joe. Have a great weekend.
We'll be listening. Care. There's the man. Oh, what a great guy. He's a great guy. Great radio show. 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Joe, how we doing, Joe Lumberg? By Dave Clark, Five Compadre.
We need to take back the English language. You know, like, I after all that oppressive heat and humidity, I can't say that. Well, that's what we had earlier this week. It's off the table for a few days. Only 73 or 74 today with a lot more clouds than any sun. Looks like shower stay to our south. Mostly cloudy tonight, 63. Clouds break for some sun tomorrow. Maybe a morning shower, about 75. Might be a shower or thunderstorm later Sunday with temperatures again in the 70s.
All right, Joe, well done, my friend. Appreciate it. That reminds me always when my father couldn't speak English. And, boy, what did they tell him in school? I mean, to Joe's point, and listen, we accept everybody. You know, we love everybody. And I think of my grandparents who never really could speak English well. And what did that principal tell my father when he couldn't speak English? You learn the language. You're in America now. Oh, it offended my family, but we didn't start a riot. We didn't start legislation. We didn't complain. We didn't take him to court. We learned the language. My father went on to skip 2 grades in that school and become a non-English. He represents the non-English speaking blue-collar laborers that his father was. It's the American way.